Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from June 1st, 2023. We have wrapped up the second month for the second quarter of 2023. And as we take a look at yesterday's performance for that last day of May, we saw some positive performance out of AGG and gold just eking their way into positive territory, up 30 basis points. Most things closed the month in negative territory, or at least closed the day for negative territory. We actually saw most U.S. equity indices negative territory. We saw the small cap Russell 2000 down 1%. We actually even saw crude down almost 2% as well. Looking at sort of the past, really that month of May, we saw obviously leadership out of that NASDAQ composite, the larger cap indices. Most other things were in negative territory, including international equities, and crude was down notably over 10%. And somewhat similar picture whenever we look at year to date, with the only exception being that we still see international equities in positive territory, even with EM cracking and 77 basis points there on a year-to-date basis through last night's close. Taking a look at the chart of gold today, we did see that it closed up 30 basis points, saw a rebound a little bit more than that yesterday, intraday, as it reversed up into a column of X's here at 1970, after coming down to test that support there at 1940. So really continue to monitor that support there at 1940, as well as the bullish support line there at 1900 for gold. Moving on over to the chart of the Russell 2000. The reason we bring it up is it really was one of the few U.S. equity charts that, or U.S. equity index charts that had action on its chart, on its trend chart yesterday, as it reversed down into a column of O's here, breaking a double bottom there at 1740, moving it back into a negative trend, ending a brief series of consecutive buy signals as it also met resistance here at 1810. So really seeing small caps being fairly range bound as well. We've seen some of the larger cap indexes like the S&P 500, NASDAQ Composite, NASDAQ 100 move above prior resistance levels. We really haven't seen small caps capable of showing that extra oomph yet to push above prior even resistance from back in April, whereas we're seeing some of these indexes take out resistance from August of last year, when in a number of cases, which with many of those U.S. large cap indices sort of carrying the performance during the month of May, we have seen that large cap growth group move up to the third position. Actually, as of last Wednesday, it was sitting down here in the lower half of Dolly, but has now jumped up to that third position as of the close on 5:30. Just want to point that out, that we do have to bring in the last night's action before Dolly gets updated, but potential to even see it possibly pick up further buy signals. And it's really been in the past, again, in the past week, it's added about 20 buy signals, jumping up to that third position. But what's interesting about this is the fact that right now we have mid-cap growth falling in the rankings down to that seventh position. We actually have small-cap growth sitting in that last position in ninth. And it was a bit intriguing to see, obviously, large growth up here while its two other growth counterparts were in the lower half of Dolly. And this is actually something of focus in one of our research pieces yesterday, looking at those three groups in their ranking through history, through Dolly's eyes, where they've ranked within Dolly over the past 15 years, the red line being that large cap growth group. And again, showing that it's now sitting in that third position there. Meanwhile, we have mid growth and small growth sitting in the bottom half of Dolly. What you'll note is with mid growth and small growth being that green and blue line, there's never been a period where they've been in the bottom half of Dolly while large cap growth hasn't also potentially been there as well. Generally speaking, through much of this history, mid growth and small growth have been in the top half of Dolly, and there's been periods where we've actually seen large cap growth lag and sit in the lower half of Dolly here. But this is actually the first time in a 15-year period, looking back to really the beginning, the end of May 2008, that we've seen large cap growth in that top half of the Dolly rankings without mid or small cap growth also being there along with it. As you saw, you know, really through 16 and even through parts of through really the end of the mid part of 20, it remained in the upper part, and all three groups remained in the upper half of Dolly. Saw that start to break down in 2021, but really now we've seen large cap growth emerge back into that top half. First time we've ever seen it sit up there in that top half with without having both the small and mid cap groups also there with it. So them also sitting in the bottom half. So just an intriguing point there that we've not seen. And when we look at a representative for that large cap growth, we pull up the Vanguard Mega Cap 300 Growth MGK, currently scoring at a 4.91, what a full score point above the group average for it, as well as even about eight score points or 0.8 score points above the U.S. large cap growth score there as well. On its trend chart, we returned to a buy signal back in really March as it completed a bearish signal reversal pattern here, has now rallied up to clear prior resistance. Again, like some of the indexes, larger cap growth indexes that we talked about a moment ago, it has cleared prior resistance from August last year, now sitting at 220, a little on the overbought side, sitting here at roughly 80%, probably would be better accepted closer to a reversal on down at 205 or even down to 200 would still be fairly acceptable because that's pretty good prior resistance level becoming old and support is the way we look at that. So even a pullback to 200 would be fairly healthy here for MGK. So that is one that you might look to for an ETF within that mega cap growth space. And what does it hold? Well, many of the names you're going to be familiar with and likely would have want to have held this year. Very high overweight in Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia, and Google, with really, insignificant weights in Apple and Microsoft this year, but mostly overweight towards technology at this time, but also has quite a bit of consumer cyclical exposure to there. So it's going to be a lot of the familiarity. It could be a piece that, if you're not really wanting to go ahead and take exposure to individual names, as some of these are probably likely overbought, you could look for a slight pullback, and something like MGK might not be quite as volatile of a pullback as you might get in some of the individual names, but still allows you access to these stocks and gets that participation there as well. Last thing we'll talk about this morning is going to be a few earnings. We did see Dollar General come out with earnings this morning. I haven't seen the chart update, but it's now trading down here in the low 180s, potentially violating and making a new 52-week low, violating that prior support there at or the prior low from May of last year, when actually I believe this was an earnings call when we saw this particular drop in Dollar General as well. So it now moves down to this lower 180 level. It is likely going to lose its last attribute here potentially, although we will take it, we don't have to double check on that. But seeing significant moves out of Dollar General into after reporting earnings this morning, they cut guidance. Another company that cut guidance in that retail space was also Macy's. That's down, was down roughly 4% at one point this morning, but now has rebounded a little bit, only down about 2%. We now see Dollar General down about 10. And additionally, yesterday we saw Advance Auto Parts significantly fall down almost about 35%, and is now trading near its March 2020 low on its chart. So the number of low attribute names that we've just seen, especially within that retail space, that have been low attribute names for some time, because we've really seen Dollar General remain a low attribute name for a period now. So seeing a number of those really begin to break down and continue to move to new lows. But as always, if you have any particular questions about a chart or position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.